Hi, this is Evan Hodak, and for my horror excerpt, I'm going to be reading a piece from Stephen King's The Mist. I looked down and saw the tentacle around Norm's waist working into his skin. The suckers were eating him where his shirt had pulled out of his pants. Blood as red as his missing apron began to seep out of the trench the pulsing tentacle had made for itself. Norm's fingers clutched at the door's lower edge. He had it in a death grip. His fingers were livid. He was not screaming anymore. He was beyond that. His head whipped back and forth in an endless gesture of negation, and his long black hair flew wildly. I looked over his shoulder and saw more tentacles coming. Dozens of them, a forest of them. Most were small, but a few were gigantic. As thick as the moss-corseted tree that had been lying across our driveway that morning. The big ones had candy-pink suckers that seemed the size of manhole covers. One of these big ones struck the concrete loading platform with a loud and rolling thump sound and moved sluggishly towards us like a great, blind earthworm. I gave one gigantic tug, and the tentacle holding Norm's right calf slipped a little. That was all. But before it reestablished its grip, I saw that the thing was eating him away. One of the tentacles brushed delicately past my cheek and then wavered in the air as if debating. I thought of Billy then. Billy was lying asleep in the market by Mr. McVeigh's long white meat cooler. I had come in here to find something to cover him up with. If one of those things got hold of me, there would be no one to watch out for him, except maybe Norton. So I let go of Norm and dropped to my hands and knees. I was half in and half out, directly under the raised door. A tentacle passed by on my left, seeming to walk on its suckers. It attached itself to one of Norm's bulging upper arms, paused for a second, and then slid around it in coils. Now Norm looked like something out of a madman's dream of snake charming. Tentacles twisted over him uneasily almost everywhere, and they were all around me as well. I made a clumsy leapfrog jump back inside, landed on my shoulder, and rolled. Jim, Ollie, and Myron were still there. They stood like a tableau of waxworks in Madame Tussaud's, their faces pale, their eyes too bright. Jim and Myron flanked the door to the generator compartment. "Start the generator!" I yelled at them. Neither moved. They were staring with a drugged, thanatotic avidity at the loading bay. I groped on the floor, picked up the first thing that came to hand. A box of snowy bleach, and chucked it at Jim. It hit him in the gut, just above the belt buckle. He grunted and grabbed at himself. His eyes flickered back into some semblance of normality. "Go start that fucking generator!" I screamed so loudly it hurt my throat. He didn't move. Instead, he began to defend himself, apparently having decided that, with Norm being eaten alive by some insane horror from the mist, the time had come for rebuttals. "I'm sorry," he whined. "I didn't know. How the hell was I supposed to know? You said you heard something, but I didn't know what you meant. You should have said what you meant better. I thought, I don't know, maybe a bird or something." Jim stumbled over one of the bleach cartons and fell down, just as I had done in the dark. "I'm sorry," he said again. His red hair had tumbled over his brow. His cheeks were cheese white. His eyes were those of a horrified little boy. Seconds later, the generator coughed and rumbled into life. I turned back to the loading door. Norm was almost gone, yet he clung grimly with one hand. His body boiled with tentacles, and blood patterned serenely down on the concrete in dime-sized droplets. His head whipped back and forth, and his eyes bulged with terror as they stared off into the mist. Other tentacles now crept and crawled over the floor inside. One of them closed around a half-liter bottle of Pepsi and carried it off. Another slipped around a cardboard carton and squeezed. The carton ruptured in rolls of toilet paper. Two packs of Delsey wrapped in cellophane, geysered upward, came down and rolled everywhere. Tentacles seized them eagerly. One of the big ones slipped in. Its tip rose from the floor, and it seemed to sniff the air. It began to advance toward Myron, and he stepped mincingly away from it, his eyes rolling madly in their sockets. A high-pitched little moan escaped his slack lips. I looked around for something, anything at all, long enough to reach over the questing tentacles and punch the shut button on the wall. I saw a janitor's push broom leaning against a stack-up of beer cases and grabbed it. Norm's good hand was ripped loose. He thudded down the concrete loading platform and scrabbled madly for a grip with his one free hand. His eyes met mine for a moment. They were hellishly bright and aware. He knew what was happening to him. Then he was pulled, bumping and rolling into the mist. There was another scream, choked off. Norm was gone.